Nicky, congratulations, 9 points. Nobody saw that one.
No, nobody saw it that much of a margin. I mean, everybody believed, I think Donegal were very confident they could win the game. We were confident within ourselves that we could win the game. I don't think either of us would really have expected to win it by that amount of a margin. But sometimes this happens in football. You get a one-off day like that when things go very well for one team and not quite so good for the other one. And that's what happens. You know, you get a result that's not expected. And we wouldn't be hanging our coats on that result to say, this is the way we'd play every day and this is the way we'd be playing the rest of the year. We should learn from this, enjoy the things we did well and learn from the times we were opened up as well and could have had more goals scored against us.
Went very much according to script for the first 15-20 minutes, tit for tat.
Yeah, well, I think that's true. We did play that sort of containment game, if you like, that we were containing them and they were containing us, and it was picking off some good, even in the midst of that there were some lovely scores picked off. So it wasn't as if it was a nil all after 20 minutes with a lot of defensive play. There was a lot of defensive play but still some nice scores, so I think that was very encouraging, that even though both teams were having a great eye to defence, there's some great scores coming in spite of that. So I think maybe that released the whole notion that, you know, this needn't be a low scoring game.
Yeah, I thought the change coincided with you pushing up on Donegal for the last 10 minutes of the first half, and you're tagged on, I think, was it 4 or 5 points then?
Yeah, that was a big, big time for us in the game, you know, because it was, as you say, nip and tuck up to that stage, and in many ways it was a mirror image of what happened to us in Ballybuffet in the league. We were 4-all after 22 and a half minutes in that game, and Donegal just picked off score after score and went in 9-4 up. And that was the difference in us having no mission in the second half. And it kind of was like that. We got really crucial scores at that time. And not the one or the two or three, but the more it went on to become seven, it really left us in a very strong position.
12-5 up at half-time, you were in a great position.
Absolutely. I mean, to have 12 points against Donegal in a whole game would have always been...
13-1 at last year.
Our limit. It would have been our limit nearly. And to get it in one half was definitely very encouraging for us.
And then the goal, really, in the second half, more or less finished the game as a contest.
Well, I think it did. It put enough daylight between us that even if Donegal had a real purple patch, it was going to be very hard to overcome that deficit. And I suppose when they missed a goal chance or two as well, it really made it sure that you know, they had to go for some goals. Maybe they could have picked a few more points off, but because we had that amount of a lead, they felt the need to go for goals, and that's what happens when you get a big deficit against you.
Back in an Ulster final, that was the target, I'm sure, at the start of the year.
For sure it was. We are the Ulster champions and we like to defend any title we're in, and that's it. The good thing about it is we're in the final. The bad thing is there's no cup holdout given out today, so we want to make sure that if we want to build on what happened here today, we need to be playing to that level at least in the final and give ourselves a fighting chance of lifting the Anglo-Celtic game.
And it was a good drawing performance. I think it was 10 or 11 scores. I think there was 9 in the first half alone.
Yeah, that's it. There was a good spread of scorers, and you know, that's difficult to deal with, because if you're watching one or two people and snuff them out of the game and nobody else feels they have the confidence to go for a score, then scores are hard to come by. But when you have enough people there taking on a shot for themselves and being successful, on another day maybe some of those would go wide and then those players wouldn't be as confident. But things fell into place for us today. Doesn't always happen, so you have to enjoy it when it does.
Yeah, so obviously, and what did you make of Donegal overall?
Well, you'd have to say that they showed a lot of fight, you know, because they could have been beaten out the gate at one stage and they decided that wasn't going to be good enough for them. So I knew that they would have a lot of resolve in the second half. They made a number of changes. They gave us, posed some other questions for us, and they fought to the end. Even though they probably knew midway through that second half the game was gone for them as a contest, they didn't give up the fight and they kept pegging away at points and got their goal and missed a few more.